Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson, graduate of the Department of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 1st, 1950, in an editorial, the Barbados Advocate drew attention to the elevation of the acting colonial secretary, Peter F. Campbell, to the post of Assistant Chief Secretary of the Colony of Tanganyika, now Tanzania. He had come to Barbados at the beginning of World War II, having worked as a civil servant with the Ministry of Food in Nigeria. His arrival in the island occurred at a time when the Colonial Secretariat was making changes to address the conditions induced by the war, which required better care in decision-making at the senior civil service level, as well as increasing the number of executive staff members as new departments were being created. Described as a man of quiet efficiency, Mr. Campbell's approach to his duties apparently won him the respect of his juniors and led to him being asked to act as colonial secretary. According to the Advocate, during his tenure in Barbados, he introduced government measures to the Legislative Council. The newspaper described him as a diffident speaker, but who possessed clear awareness of the measures being introduced and who could argue convincingly in support of unpopular measures. In providing an example, the Advocate referenced the situation where Mr. Campbell was able to get legislators who had previously opposed a controversial petroleum rights bill to change their minds and lend their support after a memorable speech he gave on the subject. The Advocate expressed the view that Mr. Campbell, as an officer in the Secretariat, was unprecedented in his ability to win the confidence of colleagues and the public alike, quietly and unobtrusively. On this day, March 1, 1950, the editorial opined that his promotion robbed the island of his services, but was deserved reward for his hard work and efficiency. On his retirement, Campbell wrote several books, including The Church in Barbados in the 17th Century, Commercial Hall, The Brighton's Story, and The Barbados Rum Book. He died in Barbados on November 8, 2003.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.